We're starting Hilchos Chanukah. Siman Tov Resh Ayin. Dvarim Ha'asurim Ha'mutarim BeChanukah. The Chanukah sugyas are in the beginning of Perek B'Meh Madlikin. And the tour begins with the famous Braisa, the famous Gemara, Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. We're starting Hilchos Chanukah at the end of Perek.
My
Chanukah,
that one?
Yeah. Okay, the Gemara asks, the battle of Chaf Aleph Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amaveiz, my Chanukah. My Chanukah is a Tanu Rabbana. What is Chanukah? The Chazal taught us in the Brach, yeah? The Chafei B'Kislev Yomei, the Chanukah, the 25th day of Kislev, or the day of Chanukah, Timanya, Inun, 8 days, Dilol Nismed Bahon, Dilol Lisanos Bahon, Osir behesbe, no eulogies and no fasting. Then the Gemara goes on to explain. Shekishe nichlusu yevanim lehechal. When the Greeks came into the base, amikdash timu kol hashmanim shehechal. They made all the shemen in the hechal. Tame ukishe gavra malchus beis chashmonai. When the chashmonai won v'nitzchum, they beat them. Botku v'lamot el pachechal shel shemen. They only found one little flask of olive oil, shahaya munach b'chasamar shel kohen gadol. They had the seal of the kohen gadol that it was still intact and it was still pure. Lo hayavo elahad dikamecha. We know there was only enough to light one day. Now said oneis v'dikamena shmona yamin. And an ace happened, and that one day's worth of oil lasted for 8 days.
Okay,
the Shana Acheres Kavu Masom Yomim Tovim Bahalav Odah. So next year they turned it into a Yontif of Halal and Hodah. So the Torah brings this down. Now, why? What was the significance of the 8 days? The Beis Yosef brings down two opinions. Why did they need it to last for 8 days? Either because they were Tamei Meis, and everyone was Tamei Meis, and it would take them 7 days to, they needed Efer Paradum, it would take them seven days to be Metaher themselves. The Rad writes that they had Shemen Tahor that was available for use in the Beis HaMikdash, but it was a 4 day journey away. So 4 days there, 4 days back would be 8 days. That's why they needed the nace to happen for 8 days. Now, the truth is they didn't really need the nace because Tumah Hutcha Betziva, they could have used Tamei oil. This is part of the way Hashem shows us that He loves us. And then the Beis Yosef asks his famous question, if there was enough oil for 1 day, and it lasted for 8 days, so there was only 7 days of miracle, not 8 days. So why do we have 8 days? So there's like 101 answers to that question. We mentioned the three that the Beis Yosef brings out. One, he says, is that they only put in 1/8 of the day's worth of oil, and it lasted, each day they put in 1/8, and each day lasted, instead of lasting for 1/8 of a day, it lasted the entire day, so there was a miracle every day. Or they took the pach of shemen, they filled everything up, and it was supposed to be empty, and then we put it down, it was full again. So even on the first day, there was a nes. Or the same thing happened, but with the candles. These are the three answers that the Beis Yosef himself gives to his famous question. That they filled up the candles, and when they came the next day, 24 hours later, they were still, none of the oil had burnt. I mean, the candles had burnt. The menorah burnt for the 24 hours, but all the oil was still there, even from the first day, and therefore the first day was an ace as well. Although, according to that, then the last day wouldn't have been an ace, because they would have enough for the last day. Okay.
Second answer also. You don't need it.
Yeah, okay, I hear. Okay.
I have a problem. So 4 days there, 4 days back, there's going to be, that's 8 days, there's going to be a Shabbos in there, you're not allowed to travel.
Okay. Okay, very good.
Very good.
Okay. Yeah, there are other reasons brought out for the 8 days. Okay, very good.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Okay, the Torah brings down that there's a minig for women not to do malacha while the candles are burning. As Beis Yosef points out, and it's brought down in the Baragola on the page, that, which I have a few kashas on this, but it's to make a heker, it should be recognizable that it is usur to use, we'll learn about it, but you're not allowed to use the light of the Hanukkah candles. And the Mishnah says, dafka by women, because the miracle happened through the women. Now, it's true, the women happened, miracle happened on some level through the women. So, afhin ayuboto, boso anes, is a machlekes, Rashi, Tosis, there were two opinions in Tosis, exactly what does that mean? Does it mean that they were also decreed upon, or it means that they were the heroine, the kosher heroine? To save the day, because Yehudis, the daughter of Matisyo, killed Helifernes, or whatever his name is, the Greek general. Okay, but the men also, you know, the men also did the nace. It was the male Hashmonaim that got together to take on the gigantic, powerful Greek army. So it's hard to say, it's true the miracle happened to the women, that's why women are also chayim, but to say that the miracle only happened through women, it's a little hard to say that, A. And B,
because that says after Mugotan, it's not only them, it's...
Okay, that's right. That's a deep contention. Very good. And the other question is, if the whole point is to have a heker, that you're not allowed to use the candle, so then why is that? That's not relevant to women any more than to men. So I have trouble understanding this entire thing. But okay. All right, let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Siman, Tov, Reish, Ayin, beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, Sif Aleph. B'chof hei b'kislev matchilim shmona simei Chanukah. Eighth is a Chanukah. V'asurim, like we saw in the Gemara, in the Braisa, behesped v'tainis, no eulogies, no tainis.
So it's not like Yantif,
it's also behesped v'tainis.
Yeah, but if someone was nifter a day before Chanukah, so Chanukah stops the Shiva?
No. It doesn't affect the Shiva. Mishmur is going to talk about just no hesped and no tainus. Ava mutara basias malacha, it's mutter to do malacha. Vinoa goes hanoshim shalol asos malacha, ba'od chaneros dokos. The meaning is that the women don't do malacha as long as the candles are lit. Yesh misha omer she'en lahakel lahem. Those that say that one should not be lenient and they should not do malacha while the candles are lit. Okay, there's a lot of Mishnah Berurah here. I'd like to finish the whole siman, so let's go through quickly. Mishnah Berurah Katan. Kiba Baye, Matzkilin Shemar Simi Chanukah, Kiba Baye Sheni. During the second Beis HaMikdash, Kishon Malchu, Malche Risha, the wicked kingdom of Yavan, the Greeks, Gadzuk Zeras HaYisrael Bidlu Dosam, they made decrees against the Jews to destroy the religion, V'lo Nichos HaMasik V'Torah V'Mitzvah, they did not allow them to learn Torah and keep mitzvahs. There's a machlokes. This is just... There's three famous mitzvahs they did not let the Jews do. They didn't let them learn Torah, keep Shabbos, Milah, Rosh Chodesh.
That's four.
Without the Torah, is it just that, or is it all mitzvahs, other mitzvahs? That's all discussion. Uposhi yadam b'mamona b'ibno seyem, and then they attacked the women, the Jewish women, and Jewish money. V'nichnusu l'heichal, they went into the Beis HaMikdash, v'porzu v'protos, they made breaches, and the Beis HaMikdash, v'timu ataros, they made everything tameh. They oppressed the Jews greatly. Until Hashem had rachmanis, v'hoshiyam miyodam yitzilam Hashem saved us. V'garvru b'nei chashmonai kohanim agdolim, v'haragum v'hoshiyu yisrael miyodam. Kohanim v'chashmonayim, they won the war and saved the Jews. V'chazam malchus yisrael yesa amosayim shana ara churban hasheni. And the Beis HaMikdash stood for another 200 years or so until Churban Bayis Sheni. U'kishigav Yisrael Aviyam v'ibdum b'chavei b'kislev haya. They won the war on Chavei b'kislev. So that's also a whole discussion. If they would have won the war on Chavei, then the first night they would light the candles would really be Leil Chavav. Maybe they really won Chavdalid, and that's a whole discussion. The Yishu discusses, I think, in footnote 5. Okay. They didn't find Shemen Torah, they only found one pack of Shemen with the stempel, the seal of the Kohen Gadol. Only one day's worth. Until they were able to crush the olives and get out Tahor olive oil. Dirshu footnote 6 brings down the Beis Yosef that we said before, despite Rabbi Cheskel's questions.
But till they did that, you don't need the oil. It takes 4 days to go and come back, but after 8 days, you don't need the oil already.
Right. That's what you only needed for 8 days. Then they had new kosher Tahor oil. Right. With days it tira chacham sheba also doshu hayom ha'elu. These days shetchilasun chafe bekislev. So these days, 8 days to start with the 25th day of Kislev. You may simcha v'halo. That's the lashon ha'Rambam, even though others take out the simcha. Umadikin behen haneros be'erev al piskei abadim chalad v'lalev. We light neros Hanukkah every single night. Mishmonas alelos v'haros u'legalos haneis pursuim nisa to show everyone and to publicize the miracle. V'mitzvah midibrei sofrim. This is a mitzvah midrabbana kikriyas ha'megillah. V'yomim el hanikram Hanukkah school Hanukkah v'rotzulam or chanu. Hanukkah stands for chanu. Chav hei. They rested on chav hei. Shviyom chav hei chanu me'avim. They rested from their enemies. Meishen yimei simcha v'halal. Therefore, usven ha'hesped v'atainis. Therefore, it's usven that hesped and tainis because of the simcha and halal. Nogin ha'aniyin v'savim v'chanukah l'psachim v'yesh tamazet. There's an inyan to give tzedakah. There's always an inyan. There's always a mitzvah to give tzedakah, but there's an extra inyan to give tzedakah on Chanukah itself.
What's the inyan? What does the prima gadim say?
Very good. There's a prima gadim. That's fair. Okay, right. Mishmah Sivkot and Gimel. So he says, Dafka, so it says that the meaning the women don't do malacha, Dafka, Noshim, Lepisha, Nas, and Nesayadeh. We already discussed that. I don't understand that. And we're going right there. Now, there is here, what does it mean that there's an inyan for women not to do malacha? What malachas are we talking about? So Dershu footnote 15 brings down to basically two approaches. One approach is that we're talking about malachas that are usher to do on Chol HaMoed. We're talking about sewing and laundry. We're not talking about cooking and baking and things like that. That's one approach. The other approach is that it applies even to cooking and baking. Now we're also, when we talk about as long as the candles are lit, we're basically talking about at the first half hour where there's a chiyuv for the candles to be lit. After that, there is a meshubach, but that's already, we're only talking about half an hour. And I found it very amusing that they bring down towards the end of footnote 15, the Shlomo Zalman held, I don't know, the minig in the house of Shlomo Zalman was not to do any malacha, the women don't do any malacha for the half hour, not cooking, not baking, except frying sufganiyot. Which they were going to eat right then and there. Now, why is it different than frying latkes? All right, I don't know. Maybe they fry. I don't know what the tzor chachag. So the latkes is the same tzor chachag. I don't know. Okay. Now, they also bring down from Rabbi Yoshev that it's not the whole inyan of this Issa Malacha is not chamor kolkach, and therefore something is if a woman needs to do something and it's important, then she can do it. Okay. Now it also says that the Mishmas of Katan Gimel that there are places where men also have such a knowing also to refrain from malacha. However, Dershu footnote 16 says from Rav Yoshev that our meaning is not like that. Again, even though when you put together the reasons, it doesn't really, it's hard to understand why this is limited to it. But okay, Vayka Sif Beis. The Torah brings down from Arami Rutenberg that. Now, it's funny, I saw some Talmudim learning this week before I started preparing. It seems like there's an age-old custom called having a Hanukkah party. A Mezibah Hanukkah, have a Hanukkah party. That was always existed. So now the Rishonim already are debating what is the nature of that Hanukkah party. That's what people did. So is it just like a birthday party? You turned 15, happy birthday, and it's a suda rishus, and it's not a mitzvah at all, or it's a suda. Maybe it's similar to a Shabbos or a Yontif suda. I mean, not exactly, but it's a suda mitzvah. It's like a siyum. So the Marami Rotenberg says the sudas that people have been having for forever, hey rishus. They're totally optional. There's no mitzvah. Shalokovim ela lahalal ulahodos. Right? He doesn't hold from the simcha. Now it's not clear the Rambam really holds the simcha. The Brisker seems to say that simcha just means that you can't have a hesped and tainus, but not that there's an actual positive inyan of simcha. But the Marami Rotenberg said the Hanukkah party is a rishus. The Darkei Moshe brings down from the Megillah tainus that because. Now, there's more to Hanukkah than just the victory of the Chashmonaim. He says, Hanukkah itself perhaps does not have a mitzvah of a Suda's mitzvah. But Megillas Tainis says that they will koveya Hanukkah to be Yontif because of Chanukah's HaMizbeach. So the way I understood it, and the way it came out. I think
isn't
it's like
it
this.
Way.
The neis mitzad the neis of Chanukah, so it's only lahodos ulahalel, no mitzvah to eat. Lahodos ulahalel, thank Hashem. Mitzad the Chanukah samizbeach and Chanukah beis hamikdash. So there's an inyan of mishdat v'simcha, and they bring down the medrash that the mishkan was really finished on Chaf Hei B'Kislev. And Hashem pushed it off all the way to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In some gears, it said, I didn't look at the Medrash inside, but the way the Medrash is quoted by different posts in different places. One place it says, Shebo Noldu Ha'ovos. Those who are learning Daf Yomi, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud, you now see that that's not so Pashik, because that's a big machlokes. If the Avos were in fact born in Nisan or in Tishrei. But everyone agrees that Yitzchak Avinu was born in Nisan. So some gears say Noldu Ha'ovos, some gears say Nolad Yitzchak Avinu. And Hashem wanted the Beis HaMikdash to be, the Mishkan to be inaugurated, Chanukas HaMishkan, in the month Shenolad Yitzchak Avinu. And then, like Hashem did, you know, with the, you know, the letter Hey from the Yud, from Sarai, and what are you going to do with the Yud? The Yud's upset. So, Chaf Hei B'Kislev had a tain on Hashem. The Mishkan was finished. We're supposed to have right now Chanukas HaMishkan in the Midbar. You pushed it up to Nisan. God, you owe me one! Hashem said, okay, I will pay you back generations later by the Chashmonaim, and we're going to have a holiday called Chanukah on Chaf Hei B'Kislev. That's a medrash. And therefore, it's called Chanukah, not just Chanuk Chaf Hei, because of the Chanukah Samizbeah and Chanukah Beis HaMikdash, which was some sort of makeup and tashlumin for the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. So the Chanukah HaMizbeach and Chanukah HaMishkan seems to have with it an inyan of having a Sudas Mitzvah. The Nes itself seems to be totally spiritual, a Hodos Ulalel, and does not involve a Suda at all. So let's see that now in Shulchan Aruch. Tafresh Ayin Sifbeis. Ribui HaSuda Shemarbe Behem Heim Sudas Rishus. Shal Kovul Emeshta V'Simcha. The Sudas that people have been having forever is a sudas rishus because it's not what Chazal were kaveh. What were Chazal kaveh? Mishav esiv katan vav. Elo lahala ula hodos. V'nirei hatam zol kabel kan l'simcha kamo b'purim. And then the Mishav goes on esiv katan vav to explain the difference between Purim. Haman wanted to wipe out the physical Jew. Even if the Jew was willing to become a goy, it didn't matter. He wants to wipe out the physical Jew, and therefore we celebrate physically. It's a day of simcha, of eating basar, v'yayin, lots of yayin, and more yayin. Fine. Whereas Chanukah, they didn't want to wipe out the physical Jew. They just wanted to wipe out the spiritual Jew. And the Jew is willing to bow down to the idol and eat and sacrifice a pig. They were very happy to embrace the misyavnim and embrace the Jews who wanted to act like goyim. So therefore, it was a spiritual decree. And therefore, we celebrate the victory in a spiritual way of the hodos ulahalal and does not involve mishneh v'simcha. So the opinion of Shulchan Aruch is like the Marami Rotenberg that the Suda is optional. It's not a mitzvah. Hagav, v'yesh omer, sh'yesh tzas mitzvah b'ribu ha-sudot, mishun de ba'osan. Hayam, haya Chanukah samizbeach. Mitzad de Chanukah samizbeach, this is inyan to have a Suda's mitzvah. The medrash that I told you before appears in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Zayin. Then the Rabbah brings a compromise. V'noagim lomar, zmiros v'shishbochos v'su'udo shemarbe behem v'oz have sudas mitzvah. So he seems to have some sort of compromise. On the one hand, there's no sudas mitzvah by Chanukah. On the other hand, there's an inyan that it's a Chanukah ha-mizbeach and Chanukah ha-mishkan, and there is room for simcha. So we're going to say shiros v'shishbochos and thank Hashem for the miracles, and then with the two together, that's what Mishnah Berurah says of Katan Tess. With the two together, the fact that it was not only a celebration of Chanu B'Chaf Hei, which would perhaps not carry with it a Sudas Mitzvah, but it's also the dedication, the Chanukah Samizbeah, Chanukah Samishkan, Chanukah Beis HaMikdash, and therefore that together with thanking Hashem and singing Shiras V'Sishbachos and thanking Hashem for the miracles, to combine the two together, and that will create a Sudas Mitzvah. Now, the issue points out, footnote 25, like, so, when a person is saved from a car accident, so he makes a suda, does that become a suda's mitzvah? So it sounds like it is, on some level. The issue, footnote 5, says that someone who was saved, had some miracle, was saved, and he makes a suda, that's a suda's mitzvah, and he's a suda that's there to thank Hashem for the miracles. Which means that the sudas of the Marami Rutenberg did not involve spirituality. Did not involve thanking Hashem for the miracle. That's what it sounds like. It just involved eating sufganiyot. Did not involve thanking Hashem for the Hanukkah miracles. I don't know. That's what it sounds like. Unclear. Okay. Weiter in the base. Yesh omer sheish lechol gvina b'chanukah. There is a minhag, some say, to have cheese on Hanukkah. Lefish ha'nes na'asa b'chalav. Because the miracle happened with chalav. She'achilu Yehudis es oyer Yehudis, the daughter of Matisyo, when she wanted to kill the Greek governor, she gave him lots of cheese, and that made him thirsty, and then she gave him lots of wine, then he got drunk, fell asleep, and then she killed him. And that helped the Jews win the war. It's interesting that how it, the Ramah phrases it, Shahaneis Nasa B'Chalav. I mean, again, that was like a part of it, but like, there were a lot more nisim that went on over there than that particular nais. Siv Gimel. A maspidin bahem el chacham befanav. So we said there's no fasting and no eulogies on Hanukkah, but a chacham befanav, if a Talmud chacham is niftim, Talmud chacham is there, ready for burial, so then they are allowed to have a hesped. If someone has a yard site on Hanukkah, and some people fast for a yard site, Hanukkah is not a time for fasting, so they wouldn't fast if they had a yard site on Hanukkah. The tainus chalom b'chanukah, someone who has a dream, they want a disturbing dream for which they would like to fast. Ayin le'el siman tafkus habaches, if hey. Lein tzidik hadin at a funeral, ayin le'el b'lchaz rosh chodesh, siman tafkof b'agov, ayin le'koma, siman taf reish pei gimel. Now, in Dirshu, they have a whole discussion. The old Megillah's tainus of happy days, it was not only the day itself that you weren't allowed to fast or have a eulogy, but there was some sort of simcha that was tagged on before and after. So there's a whole discussion about the Erev Chanukah. Dirshu footnote 14 on the previous page brings down that the Das Habach Shalol Yisanus Lefnei Chanukah Afilu Tainu Shal Yochid, not to fast not only Chanukah but the day before Chanukah. Lechatchil Yesh Lahachmir Kedvarav. Okay, then it says the Gabi Hesped the Nei Chanukah Shatzion says that even according to the Bach, it's going to be Mutter. Kemishi Iser Hesped Kal Yoter Mi Iser Tainu. So the Bach says not to fast the day before Chanukah. But to have a hesped the day before Hanukkah would be okay even according to the Bach. Happens to be that Rav Steinman's Levaya was Erev Hanukkah. Now, doesn't matter. Rav Steinman was the girl of the door. And even on Hanukkah itself, Chacham B'Fanav, they're allowed to have a eulogy even on Hanukkah itself. So, and Erev Hanukkah, anyway, it's okay. Mishmas Sivkata Yud Beis, he tells us to look in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh regarding Tzidik HaDin, which is said at funerals, should that be said on Hanukkah? Sham Kosov She'en Om Yom She'en Omer Bo Tachem. There in Hilchot Rosh Chodesh, it says not to say Tzidik HaDin at the funeral if it's a day where there's no Tachem. And if you skip down a few lines, David asks, V'chein Kosov Avelus, L'kulei Alma Noig B'Chanukah. So the discussion is only if they're allowed to have a eulogy on Hanukkah, but not that Hanukkah is like a Yontif, and that it will wipe out the Shiva. Shiva continues through Hanukkah. Onein, someone whose relative dies on Hanukkah. So until the burial, they're potter for mitzvahs. Potter miner Hanukkah. Because of the Eli Rabbi, the Ishna Tadik. If he has a wife, his wife can light. Nimu mutu lanas amen, yesh deyaz v'poskim. If the Onein is allowed to answer amen. I'm Birdeh Siman Shin Mem Aleph Hilchas Onein. Viner, din ein Ishna imo v'yuchidi v'bayis. Yad the kaneres if presuming nisa below bracha, so Mishabura has some sort of compromise. He's not really supposed to do mitzvahs. So some say that this is a super duper mitzvah presuming nisa, so even though he's not supposed to do mitzvahs, he should still do the mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles. But he shouldn't make the bracha. He doesn't make brachas to onim. Others want to connect it to the Gemara has also get, which we'll get to about Maris Ayin. Because not everybody knows that he's an onim, and they won't see that he like Hanukkah candles. So therefore, he should light, but he shouldn't make the bracha. What? I don't know how relevant that is to the other mitzvahs. They didn't see a bench. This more explicit, and we have halachas of Marisayin and lighting Hanukkah candles. People shouldn't, which may come from its presuming Nisa element. And the last line, Cheresh she'eno shomea v'hu medaber. So a Cheresh, who in halacha is potter from mitzvahs, is considered to not have any das, and potter from mitzvahs, is only if he's a deaf mute. She'eno shomea v'eno medaber. If he's one without the other, then he's like a regular person, he's chayev in mitzvahs like everybody else. So if he can't hear, so then he can't be chayev in listening to the sound of the shofar. He can't hear. Like a person doesn't have an arm, God forbid, he can't put on tefillin. Not because he doesn't have das, he just doesn't, he physically, practically can't do it. So, Cheresh, She'eno Shomei B'Medaber. He speaks, but he can't hear. Chayev B'Ner Chanukah. Duki Pikeach, L'Chol Dvar. That is first Simon in Hilchos Chanukah, Siman Tov Reish Ayin.